Welcome to the Youth Sports Experience Podcast, where we discuss topics relevant to youth sports and how we can make youth sports a better experience for all involved. On today's episode, we're going to discuss helping young athletes handle loss, struggle, and disappointment. I believe a full life is a continuous succession of moments. They include full ranges of emotions and feelings, and those include loss, struggle, and disappointment. Our lives, to a large extent, will be defined by how we handle difficult circumstances. In this episode, I'm going to discuss what I believe we can do to intentionally help our young athletes use sports to learn how to handle difficult circumstances and gain life's lessons from them. Think about what happens when you watch your athlete go through struggle. Think about what happens when your athlete has a difficult loss or suffers a disappointment through sports. How does he or she react? For many years, I've always found the reaction of young boys during the Little League World Series interesting when they strike out. As we all know as adults, baseball is a game where 3 out of 10 is good success. But these kids, when they strike out, something that happens routinely throughout a baseball games and throughout baseball seasons, many times they go straight to the emotion of tears. I always think to myself when I see this, what can we do to better help our young kids, and in this case, our young boys, handle those circumstances when things don't go well for them? So today I'm going to focus on some ideas that I have that I believe can benefit all young athletes, and I believe can be beneficial in helping these young athletes grow in the way they handle difficult circumstances, not only during their time as young athletes, but moving forward into the rest of their lives as well. The first two things I'm going to share are simple things, things that all athletes can do, no matter what their age. And then the third one, it's going to be focused more on high school athletes, but if we lay the first two foundations with our young athletes, I believe that it can be a natural progression into my third point. So let's start with point number one. I really truly believe there's power in positive body language. When an athlete is out on a basketball court, on a baseball field, football field, soccer field, whatever the place of competition is, I believe that positive body language plays a role in the young athlete striving for success. When an athlete struggles on a play, makes a mistake, we should encourage as coaches and parents to have them approach it with a positive body language, or at the very least, a neutral body language. So let's go back to the example I gave, and you can think of examples for whatever sport your kids are involved in, but I'm going to think about specifically this baseball example and how we can handle helping a kid when they strike out. So you get a kid up at the plate, they strike out, they're disappointed, they have tears streaming down their face. I think one of the things we can do as coaches of these kids is pull them aside and talk to them in a way that is going to be understandable to them and relatable to them about the fact that baseball is a game, or softball is a game, where the success that you have and the success rate are going to be lower than they are in many other sports. And we have to help explain to them that part of the experience of playing the sport is that you're going to have times where you're going to struggle, and you're going to have times when things don't go well. But what we want to help you do as a young athlete is approach it in a way that you can find future success. With those young athletes, talking about positive body language and continually reinforcing that, I think can be so important. I know when I had the opportunity to coach some young girls on a fifth and sixth grade softball team, one of the things I did focus on was recovering from mistakes quickly. So you make a mistake, move on to the next play. When you make a mistake, keep your head up high, stand with good posture, get ready for the next play. I really truly believe in positive body language. Don't slump the shoulders. Try to help our kids learn that if they react properly to the mistakes that they make, they're ready to make sure that those mistakes don't get compounded. As you can imagine, with a young athlete, it can be overwhelming when mistakes start to compound. And a lot of times when you see those shoulder slump, I read the eyes, you can see the eyes start to kind of look down at the ground, and you see an athlete struggling with dealing with those mistakes and negative emotions. Talk about positive body language, reinforce positive body language, help them to do that. And I think if we can create positive body language as a habit, that's a first step and a really good reaction for young athletes to difficult circumstances. The second thing I can believe we can do for our young athletes is get them in a mindset of can-do thinking. And what I mean by that is, instead of thinking about the things that they can't do, the things that they don't do well, help them think about the things that they can do and the thing and where their strengths lie. So within a sport, every athlete's going to have strengths and weaknesses. And we can either focus on what they can't do and tell them what they can't do and focus on those weaknesses, or we can focus on their strengths and what they can provide to team success. And I believe that, again, when we're working with all athletes, but especially in our young athletes, it's so important to help them with the can-do thinking. So that mentality and that mindset can be reinforced by us as youth coaches and by us as parents. And again, it's not to ignore their weaknesses or ignore the things that they need to improve. We need to address those as well. But when we address those, they need to be coming from a can-do mindset. Work on, for example, let's say you're a poor free throw shooter. Work on your free throw shooting. Don't say, I can't do this because I've never been a great free throw shooter. Talk about what can you do. Put more practice time in. Get more shots up. Spend more time focusing on it. Let's look at your technique. Let's make sure you're doing it the right way. You know, let's look at a football game. You might have a kid that feels like he's undersized and at a disadvantage playing a certain position. Let's say he's on the defensive or offensive line. The guy playing across from him is stronger and maybe he perceives even tougher than he is. So if he goes into can't-do thinking, then nothing good is going to come out of that. But what we can do is get him to can-do thinking. And in that mentality, we're going to help him think about what can he do to be successful. Maybe it's using proper technique. Maybe it's learning some different moves that he can do on the snap, which allow him to gain an advantage. And I think that's important to always be thinking with that can-do mindset. I always say it doesn't hurt to think from a can-do mindset, because while it might not always net the results you want, because sometimes we have athletes that are going to be limited in what they actually can achieve just based on purely their natural athletic ability. But if we think from a can-do point of view, we're going to get the most out of that athlete, and they're going to be able to grow the most from themselves. And as we as parents and we as coaches can help them try to find what they can do and help them be the best version of themselves they can be, not necessarily comparing themselves to others. Now, finally, the third point that I want to talk about is when we reinforce the positive body language, we reinforce the can-do thinking and can-do mindset in our young athletes, I believe it leads to a third point. And this one, I focus more on high school athletes, and that's the one game, one day mentality. I think it is so important when you're in the midst of a high school athletic experience that we help our athletes as parents and coaches focus on what they can do each and every single day, each and every single game, and approach it from that standpoint. It can get overwhelming for our athletes when they're thinking about all the things they have going on in their lives, their academics, their friendships, their relationships, the sport. And I think we see often where athletes start going down a negative path and it becomes overwhelming to them because they're thinking about so many things at one time and so many things are in their line of sight that are the distractions and challenges. And if we can help them within the sports context realize that the only thing that they can have an effect on is right now, is today. So when they wake up in the morning, yes, you got to plan for the future. Yes, you have to have strategies and plans in place moving forward. But while you have those in place, instead of using the mind to emphasize what's coming ahead and all the things that are ahead, we need to help our athletes find that power in the one day at a time mindset. When they wake up in the morning, what are they going to achieve today? What can they do today to affect the kind of change that they want in whatever they're working in, but specifically, as we say here, in their sport, so that they can make good things happen for themselves moving forward? Lineups change. As we know, roles change. And through the experience of the ups and downs of a season, you might get demoted from being a starter and go to the bench. But I think what's important is, instead of looking at that as a demotion, instead of looking at that as something that is a totally negative thing that you can't recover from, what I want athletes to do is have the power to say, what can I do today to change my circumstances? And what can I do today to help my team be successful? And I really think if we get our athletes and help our athletes find that one day at a time mindset, good things are going to happen. I heard a young athlete the other day get asked a question regarding what they thought their future plans were. And it was relevant in terms of this, because those future plans that the person was asking about was, what are they going to do when are they planning on playing in college, or are you looking at colleges? And I really loved the answer that this young athlete I heard give the person. And it was done respectfully and it was done kindly. But the young athlete said, you know, actually, what I'm trying to do is be the best player I can be today. And I'm really looking forward to my next training session where I have a chance to affect change and do something to help myself move forward. And I thought, that's just a great answer. It's one of those that, again, we need to think about when we're talking to young athletes and we're asking them questions and we're trying to connect with them, that we need to be aware that we can help them as coaches and parents and help give them a proper perspective and really gain power and control over their situation by telling them to focus on the one thing that they can have the most effect on, and that is what they do today. And if they do that, I think you're going to find your athlete having success and fulfillment. And again, they're going to be striving and reaching for their very best, not comparing themselves to others, but reaching their very best for their team's success. I really believe we need to be intentional about these things, about helping our young athletes work through these struggles and disappointments. If we can start with the young athletes focused on positive body language and the can-do thinking and reinforce that and make those good habits for our athletes, then we can better work with our young athletes when they get to the high school level to focus on that one game and one day at a time mentality, controlling and working on the things that they can do today to affect change, and tuning out all the other distractions and what comes when you're thinking, well, what might happen? What might happen? What's going to happen in the future? Focus on today. The past is over. You can't change what's happened there. The future, you don't have the opportunity to do anything with it yet. But today is where you can affect positive change. And finally, why a one day at a time mentality for our young athletes? I believe it prepares them well for being an adult. Think about this as adults. Why do we often let our past performance dictate our present perception of ourselves? I believe we can truly be free when we let go of using the past as an excuse or a reason for our present condition and focus our mental energy on changing today. Spending mental energy dwelling on the past slows down our progress moving forward. When we look at the past, it needs to be with an open, non-judgmental frame of mind, with the purpose of learning, planning for future growth, and giving us a kickstart to development moving forward. If we can help use sports as a tool to empower our young athletes to learn to effectively handle loss, struggle, and disappointment, and we can help them figure out a way that when they get to become adults, they don't fall into that trap of looking at the past and allowing that to define them, but they look at what they can do in the present day with positive mindset, can-do thinking, positive body language, and looking at things with that one day, what can I do today to change my situation, my circumstances, then that to me is a perfect example where we've used sports to truly make competition matter. For those of us who have watched someone struggle with overcoming challenges in the past or are dealing with these issues ourselves, I believe we all know it would be a great gift to our young athletes to guide and support them in learning how to think in the present and not allow the past to dictate their present state of mind. Living in a present state of mind is where real growth and fulfillment can happen. I thank you for joining me to hear today's podcast. I hope it was helpful to you, and I hope you continue to look at ways to help your young athlete get more from the youth sports experience. So thanks again for being here, and I hope you all go out and make competition matter.